Hello, I'm Jane Curtis, CEO of Southern Health Santé Sud, and this is the Regional All-Staff Update released May 6, 2020. Please note that these regional updates highlight only some of the most recent information. Please visit the Southern Health Santé Sud Health Provider site to view all information and resources. This week marks Phase 1 of the provincial plan to restore services in Manitoba. Although we are preparing to cautiously relax some of the restrictions meant to prevent the spread of COVID-19, it remains critical that we all continue to respect social and physical distancing requirements, practice safe hand hygiene, and stay home if you are ill. The next few weeks will see many changes that will have an impact on many of our staff. There will be a gradual resumption of surgical care, with the emphasis on high-priority patients. A phased-in approach is being implemented. Efforts are underway to implement a phased approach to restore diagnostic and laboratory services. Clinical guidelines have been updated to ensure high-priority appointments are being prioritized. Primary care and outpatient clinics should continue patient screening and use virtual options to reduce in-clinic volumes where appropriate. Ideally, most practices should plan on the provision of 2/3 of their visits to be performed virtually for the immediate future. Increases to in-person visits require careful consideration on the impacts to space, staff resources, and personal protective equipment. We each have an important role in ensuring the success of the gradual reopening of our province. With that said, the following restrictions will remain in effect to reduce the spread. Ongoing efforts to conserve personal protective equipment will continue. Appropriate use of PPE is a requirement. The COVID-19 pandemic is ongoing and will continue to evolve. Ensuring the availability of PPE for the duration of the pandemic is in everyone's best interest. Visitor restriction at healthcare facilities will remain in place. Staff screening will also remain in place. Please do not come to work if you have any symptoms. Social and physical distancing in elevators, during meetings and breaks remain status quo. Wherever possible, continue to conduct business and operational meetings by phone or internet. Only use small lunchrooms, meeting rooms, staff lounges for coffee breaks or lunch if physical distancing can be maintained. Utilize spaces that allow for the required physical distancing measures to be observed. It remains important that we be vigilant throughout our day-to-day activities, both at home and at work. I know that you've all been greatly impacted by the many changes over the last few months. I would like to thank you all for your flexibility in quickly adapting to these changes and the measures in place to keep us all safe. Moments of uncertainty, such as what we're experiencing, can potentially have an impact on our mental health well-being. We are here for you. For more information, please visit southernhealth.ca and click on mental health resources for supports to help you and others who may need help. This week, once again, I am pleased to share with you a few more examples that were shared with me on how staff have gone above and beyond embracing change with creativity and positive attitudes. The Cancer Care Department at Boundary Trails Health Center is a very small department that has applied some major creativity in reorganizing their department to comply with physical distancing requirements. This has been especially important considering the vulnerability of their patient demographic. When wipes for washing eyewear in a medical unit ran low, staff in the unit established a washing station dedicated for cleaning eyewear. Not only did this solution address an operational requirement, but it also helped reduce supply usage. Many sites and many staff have established additional cleaning of surfaces every 4 hours to keep their workplace extra clean during the pandemic. This practice is often referred to as the power hour. So as you can see, clearly good deeds are contagious. I realize these are stories that we have heard. I know that there are many untold and unsung heroes across our region. And for that, I want to commend all of you who on a daily basis embrace the challenges with creativity while prioritizing patient safety and care. Lin Yutong speaks of an analogy we are all too familiar with in rural Manitoba. Hope is like a road in the country. There was never a road, but when many people walk on it, the road comes into existence. Thank you for listening to this update. Stay safe and take care.